You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Related to a Messianic rabbi who was actually this other gentleman's mentor.
Great.
A few friends, and I'm in a prayer group with that rabbi, and I'm all for it. It's just not, you know, people say, are you a Messianic Jew? And I said, really, I'm a Christian who comes from a Jewish background.
Tell me something. Really, though, when I'm in, I was Gentile. Half my family is Jewish, but that's a whole other story. But so I'm Gentile. And yet when I became born again, I was engrafted in, and actually, technically, I became a Hebrew or a Jew, right?
Correct. Yeah. You were adopted into the family, right?
Yeah. Boy, he really was, it's an amazing story, the favor you have. Now, you said you got married. Did you have children?
We each brought one child into the relationship. Now I have over 50 children, if you count our orphanages in Haiti.
Wait, oh yeah. Well, you know, that's how I'm here today, by going to Haiti.
Oh yeah,
I'll
great.
Tell you that story. I went to New Missions in Laogan, and this family of nine brought me to Vero Beach to have dinner after we got back to the United States, and that's how I found out about Vero Beach. And I was at a Jewish home. I won't go into me, but I was at a Jewish home that believed in Jesus. And this man put his hand on my shoulder in Schenectady, New York. I was going through a heartbreak with a girl and said, you're going to move to Florida and you're going to have a radio show. I wasn't even in the radio business.
Wow.
All of a sudden, I end up in Vero Beach, Florida. I sing for the Dodgers, was a guest on a radio show. They said, you have personality. Would you like to be on the radio? Here I am 28 years later. But it's amazing how God works in our life. I can't wait to meet you face to face. Or to get to know you better. I'm so excited. Now, there's a rabbi that was on my show recently. Is that the rabbi that you know?
I would have to know who was on your show, but probably if he's local, yeah.
Rabbi what?
Yaakov. Yeah. So you.
Yeah. What's his first name?
Gosh, I never call him by his first name. Yeah. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I think that's the guy who was on my show, Yaakov, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just amazing, your story. So you came to know the Lord, and now. You're not you got into later on in life, you fell into what did you fall into alcohol or what happened?
It was drugs, pretty much any and every kind available, you know, back you remember the 70s. So after I got out of convalescence from the damage done from the attack, they put me on the pain meds, which I didn't like, but they made me very slow and drowsy. So I began taking cocaine to balance that, and then that took over, and it became the thing that brought me to my knees. Yeah, so
it's funny. And you know, do you think sometimes the Lord lets us go through these things to give us an extra humbling? Because one thing I've learned in life, maybe there was a time where maybe I did think I was better than some people, you know, some ruffians or something, or whatever they might be, or they've been in trouble or something. And, or like, for instance, there was a Catholic priest who really taught me about unconditional love. And I, like you, I used to look at the newspaper and I would see a pedophile was arrested. And my first thought was, I'd like to stab him 10 million times. And then later on, after getting closer to the Lord, my first thought was, gosh, I wonder what happened to him that he would do such a thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you have a son?
I do.
Okay, so your son becomes a mass murderer. Would you go visit him in prison?
Absolutely.
And would you still love him?
Absolutely.
You being of flesh, how much more does God love us? 7 times 70, Jesus said.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you can love that way, so how does he love these people that are just not knowing Christ, you know?
And how do you have room in your heart for the love of God if it's filled with hatred? You know, it's like dark and light trying to coexist.
It's like, that's why I don't know what to do with this whole trans family now, because when I first got born again, of course, I became Mr. Righteous.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got beat up by life. And I mean, my heart was broken.
I've
and
often
this gay guy comes up to the table at a fancy restaurant. I couldn't afford to eat at this fancy hotel, but I liked the white linen. They served coffee in a beautiful silver pot. So I would treat myself to that. And up comes this tender-hearted, very feminine gay guy. And immediately I thought, he acted as tender as I felt inside. And I thought, you know, I don't think Jesus wants me to judge people anymore. I think he wants me just to love them, let them know about him, and leave the judging, as you said, leave whatever, the judging, the vengeance, leave that up to God. What do you think?
Well, I think that, first of all, I've got enough of my own improving to do. You know, Paul says that not that I have yet perfected. Yes. You know, I press on to lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus laid hold of me. So I've got enough in my own self to work on, to focus on. But, you know, and you talk about you were righteous when self-righteous when you first came to faith. And I often say, I wish I was as righteous now as I thought I was 25 years ago.
Oh, my word.
You know? But
how old are you?
I am 62.
Okay, so I'm your elder. I'm 69. I'll be 70. And I'm like a kid, you know, when you're five and you're five and a half. I'm telling everybody, I'm in my 70th year.
Yeah.
I'm pushing it. Since I made it this far, I want to be the 70 now.
Right.
But I will say this, when you get older, if you're honest with yourself and you reflect, you kind of go, ooh, I thought I was so special. I thought I was such a good guy. You know, I was going to be the best son God ever had next to Jesus. Well, it didn't turn out that way. And you know that sometimes if there's a pie there and it's cut up into 10 pieces and you save a bigger piece for yourself, you know. Now, maybe I wouldn't do that now, but for many years I would. And you realize, and now you reflect back and go, well, I'm not quite as good as I thought I was. But also the good thing about that is the revelation that I need the atonement of Passover, of the Lamb of God. Why do you think Jews, were you brought up Jewish at all or no?
Not really, very atheistic family, yeah.
Okay, so why do you think, did you see the new movie Abraham?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, please, it's just came out on Prime. It'll cost you a lot of money, but you'll be supporting them. Wow, what a movie. And then I get out of that movie and I go, well, the Jews know that Abraham was willing to kill his son for, you know, sacrificing. God held his hand back and said, there's a scapegoat in the thicket. But 2,000 years later on the same mountaintop, he does sacrifice his son. Well, Jews are very smart people. Why can't they connect those two things?
Yeah, you know, and if you look really throughout, you know, Isaiah, there's so much that points to Christ that it could be no one but Christ. And I think that is, you know, where I start if I'm talking to someone about it. But most Jews that I know are more culturally Jewish and traditions than they are in their true faith.
So,
and it's hard to let go of those things. And I will tell you that there are family members. I was at a family reunion in Vancouver, and when they found out that I was a pastor, some things, they were all excited about the ministry I have in Haiti and being a part of it till they found out that I was a pastor. And then, boy, that just the conversation stopped. And, you know, because the Jews have been so persecuted themselves that they kind of feel this need to band together. And if you sort of leave the flock, if you will, that's abandoning that. And it's, you know.
Well, you can hold on. Half of my family, I told you, is Jewish, and they're social Jews.
Right.
And the man who wrote the book on Abraham, New York Times bestselling author, came to my home. We got along like you and I so well. We did 4 hours of interviews that first day. And I learned the reason the Jews stick together is because they were a small people. They still are. Mm-hmm. There's only like 14 million Jews in the whole world. And they stuck together. And they said, look, Moish, you're going to be the shoemaker. I'm going to be the jeweler. Irving over here, he's going to grow the vegetables. I mean, whatever it is. And they stuck together. And so that's how they survived. But that also created a lot of hatred because the Jews were successful in Germany, for instance. Mm-hmm. And I'm always wondering why the hatred towards the Jews. Well, they were jealous of that. And also Hitler wanted to pick one common enemy that they could all focus in. And that would give him the power. So there's a lot at play there, but I tell you what, it sure is involved, isn't it?
Yeah.
So today now, you have a church.
Yes.
When do you meet? Mondays?
Mondays at 6:30, except the last Monday of the month, we serve a meal, so that starts at 5:30. We meet at Truth Church, which is on US 1 right by Kitterman It's sandwiched between a poker hall and a marijuana smoke shop. So it's the perfect place to be, right? And
that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got the right crowd around us.
Now, this is down in Port St. Lucie. Now, anybody, you don't have to be in recovery from drugs. Matter of fact, you could still be addicted and you're welcome to go, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so if they want to get in touch with you, do you have a website?
We have a Facebook page, Recovery Church of the Treasure Coast. It does have a website. There's a general website. So Recovery Church is a movement that started probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago, with a single church down in Palm Beach County. And now by the end of this year, we should have 50 locations across the country. And so it's a growing movement, one I'm very proud to be a part of. Just up in Ohio recently in the Canton-Massillon area and getting ready to plant one there and hope to go over to Akron soon, the birthplace of AA.
I want to hear more about this. This is great. Do you attend a regular church on Sundays?
I do. I also attend Truth on Sundays. And then we meet there Monday night for Recovery Church.
Which one do you go to on Sunday?
Truth Church, Bishop J.T. Baumgartner. Yeah.
I don't know if I met him or not, but that's also in Port St. Lucie?
Correct.
I just want to mention these things in case somebody's listening and they might accidentally have tuned into this. You know, it is 100,000 watts, and 100,000 watts WCNO is the most wattage you can have legally for a radio station in the United States. There's a number of them, and this goes up and down the coast, and sometimes even, according to someone else in the business who's more seasoned than I am, will bounce off the water and go down to Cuba.
Oh, great.
So this thing gets around considerably. You never know. You know, and the Lord can do that. It's the reason I replay my show at 3 o'clock in the morning on CNO is because I didn't know Jesus, and I secretly was watching Pat Robertson's replay, his daily show, The 700 Club, at 3 o'clock in the morning. And that's when I first heard finally about the Holy Spirit. And on that Sunday, that's when I would get up, what is this Holy Spirit you're speaking of? And surrendered my life to the Lord.
Awesome.
Lyle Freed, I thank you for coming on. God bless you. We're here I'm here to serve you in any way I possibly can in the future.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you having me.
And you've been through the, I mean, you know what I mean? I like people that have been beat up because they're real. Yeah. You certainly have been beat up. What a story. Yeah. Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
Lyle Freed, and I hope to meet you face to face this fall.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
God bless you.
You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Bible-based gospel ministry present an hour with a medical physician. Join us on Thy Word is a Lamb, Saturday, December 14, 7 to 8 p.m. You can participate by calling with your questions. WCNO 89.9 FM, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. God bless you.